you know, I'm always going to be recording that stereo feed. Yeah, that stereo feed.
I know, because we aren't doing claps.
Well, we don't need to do claps. There's only two of us. If I can't line this up, I have some serious issues.
But I like claps.
Fine, then clap three times.
No, I don't want to, no.
Diva. How was Monday?
It was a good mail day. Other than that, it was a Monday.
Yeah, I actually need to buy stamps before I can reply to the stack of letters that I have, including one from a certain Phil that let me write five before he wrote one.
That's because you wrote them, like, in 5 days.
I had nothing better to do.
That's not my fault.
Sure it is. I don't know how it's your fault, but it's your fault. Kind of like Spectrum sending you tons and tons of advertising email.
That's not my fault either. But in good news regarding Spectrum, I might not have to deal with them soon.
Something about them getting their butts kicked out of New York?
Yeah.
But what are you going to do for internet?
Well, part of the condition of them leaving is they need to find a buyer for New York's customers. So theoretically, there's going to be a not Spectrum, but other cable company running New York.
If they couldn't get the infrastructure in there in the last 2 years, what makes you think they're going to get it in now with a new buyer?
Well, Spectrum doesn't have to do the new infrastructure.
No, but they have to find someone willing to buy that big of a cluster.
Well, part of it is probably because Spectrum didn't even give a shit and didn't actually try to expand it all. Half the time they were counting expansions as markets that were already served by them.
Wow. That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Doesn't a new market normally require some sort of transition either from someone else's equipment into your hands or the digging and installation of new equipment?
Well, you would think so, but Spectrum doesn't.
Well, maybe that's why they're getting kicked out of New York then.
I'm okay with it because it means less junk mail for me.
Wait, who are you with right now?
Spectrum.
So you were already a customer, and yet you were receiving constant advertisements.
It's because I'm an internet-only subscriber.
They
want me to sign up for their TV and phone, too.
Okay, so you're one of their smart subscribers.
Yeah, I'm a cord cutter.
Nothing wrong with that.
I like it.
I accidentally let my Amazon Prime membership renew because I forgot to cancel it. Like, I've even cut all the subscription cords for, like, Netflix and Hulu and stuff.
I don't do Hulu. I cord cut to remove ads. I'm not going to pay to get more ads.
But that's the whole point of it, Phil. You pay to get ads.
I don't want to pay to get ads. I'll pay to get less ads, which is why I sign up for Netflix and Amazon.
Today's show is brought to you by...
What?
Oh, nothing. I was going to try to do a horrible ad read.
We don't do ads.
Maybe we should, and then get people to pay us for them.
Only if they're really good ads.
Well, no. Here's what I mean. We have ads for companies that aren't paying us, but we get the people that listen to us to pay us to listen to the ads from the companies that aren't paying us.
That doesn't make any sense.
It seems like a perfectly viable idea to me.
It sounds like something that would come out of Spectrum's brain clump.
Maybe I should work for them. I wouldn't have to move to New York at this point.
But that's where I am.
You see where I'm going with this.
Why are we doing this podcast again?
Because you're a quick-witted but occasionally makes me wonder what I'm doing with my life.
What are you doing with your life?
Other than trying to figure out what happened to our podcast feed this morning... Yeah, that was interesting.
It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. Long story short, I had to create a new RSS feed and change the website URL. iTunes and Pocket Cast picked up on it no problem, but Google is still dragging its feet in the dirt.
Google does that a lot.
I've come to find that out. Every time I go to do anything having to do with a podcast, it takes about a week and a half for them to do something.
Well, they're too busy doing other things like... breaking services that people actually enjoy and use.
Like?
I don't know. I don't use most of them.
I mean, I know I'm on YouTube, but that's mainly for like a very small handful of content creators.
Oh, well, that is one thing they keep breaking is YouTube.
Yeah, the back end for actually uploading videos is a nightmare. It's already changed 3 times in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And they keep trying to push me onto their streamlined platform. Don't call it a good platform if you're going to remove like 3/4 of the features that actually make your back end usable.
Well, at least it's not Facebook developing it.
At least then enough of your information would be out there for other people to develop better ways of putting it to use.
No.
When was the last time you actually logged into Facebook?
I don't. I deleted my account like probably 5 years ago now.
I'm trying to think. I'd have to have someone else log in and check to see if mine actually still existed. I don't want to log in there. It's a scary place.
I don't trust Facebook. My account has been deleted and I haven't really regretted it one bit. My regret is that I can't delete my shadow profile, which I know exists.
Shadow profiles.
Mm-hmm.
What you could do is log into the shadow profile.
No, you can't because Facebook won't acknowledge that it exists.
Oh.
It exists, but they won't acknowledge it exists. And you can't get access to it.
So it's completely 500% lost in the ether.
Except Facebook will still track you and stuff.
Fun.
Yeah.
You know what else doesn't exist?
No. Lots of things, probably.
The biweekly schedule for this podcast.
Apparently so.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting thing. Episode 1, yeah, we're only doing this once every other week. Shut up, Phil. Episode 2, wait, are we only doing this every other week? Episode 3, we're doing it every week.
It's short enough we can do that.
It really is. I mean, it's almost like sitting on the porch having a beer before you go separate ways at the end of the workday.
You have to go to the porch to get a beer at the end of the workday?
You know, as soon as that analogy was coming out of my mouth, I knew it was like just going to fall dead immediately.
My boss will take us to the bar half the time.
Can I work for your boss?
Nope. You'd have to move to New York.
Ah, crap. That is the flaw in my plan. Tolerate New York for a boss that'll take me out for beer. How far away from Manhattan are you?
4.5 hours by train.
Put that in miles.
It's a 4.5 hour car drive.
So it's 4.5 by train, 4.5 by car.
Except by car, depending on when you leave or enter the city, you could take up to another hour to 2 hours.
So it's far enough away that I could theoretically move to New York and not feel like I moved into the pit of hell.
Why would you call New York the pit of hell?
Not the entire state, just that one part.
The city part?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Out here we have like fresh air and nature. You can travel by counting hours and not minutes or miles.
Okay. Maybe I need to find a happy medium. Like maybe Syracuse or something like that.
Syracuse is supposed to be the safest place to live in the country in terms of natural disasters.
I won't even get earthquakes?
The last time we had an earthquake in New York that I remember was at least 10 years ago. No, we might have had one more recent than that. But we don't have like severe damaging earthquakes.
Oh. So what's the difference between an earthquake and an earthcake?
Earthcake is made from dirt and you can eat it with gummy worms inside it. Dirt cake? Earthcake?
You're not supposed to have an answer for that.
I do.
Man, how am I supposed to retort that one?
I don't know.
You do realize you're an evil human being, right?
Yep.
Oh, house update. I saw some pictures on Twittergram or Instabook.
Instagram? Twitter doesn't have a gram.
Well, that place.
Starting another batch of stain so that way we can get the second bedroom completely finished. And right now it's just mostly piddly pieces that I need to cut.
So do you think you'll actually be living in the upstairs by Halloween?
We're shooting for the end of August. I'm taking a week off from work to put together and get it all done.
Damn.
Yep. I'm tired of working on this project.
It's only been what, 4.5 years?
3 years since demo day on Wednesday.
Okay. The fact that you've actually got that memorized to the day is...
That's because demo day was August 1st, 2015.
I keep thinking it's already August. I've been thinking it was August since like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's not yet.
I know. I keep losing track of time. Have you ever sat there and watched the red bar go across the screen?
What red bar?
You don't have a red bar?
Where?
On your screen.
No. If you have red streaks across your screen, it's usually a bad LCD.
The bad thing is, the second you said that, I actually questioned in my head whether or not you had hit record at the beginning of the show.
I did. Do you want me to stop it and restart it just to make sure?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why would you do that?
To give you something to complain about?
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't hit stop yet. Have you?
No? Maybe? Is this a trick question?
Yeah, I'm actually getting ready to go to D&D.
I'm getting ready to go upstairs and make more sawdust.
How are you not coughing up a lung by now?
Because I have a fan in the window sucking the dust out.
Oh, fair enough. So you're pushing sawdust right back out into nature.
Yep. Where it become another tree.
I don't think that's how that works.
It is if you play the long game.
I don't think trees are made from sawdust, Phil.
The sawdust decomposes and becomes minerals in the dirt. The seedling will grow and... You know what? I don't have time for this.